We are with Arnold Rogers and his wife, and we are here to hear Arnold's memories of when he was a schoolboy in 1944 at Seven Oaks School. So as a schoolboy, could you see these doodle bugs coming over?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the main thing was you heard them.
Yeah.
Because they were relatively small. I actually don't know the exact dimensions, no. But I would have thought that they were about a 11, 12 foot wingspan,
right.
And possibly a little bit longer.
Yes.
Yeah. And the one thing was, of course, once they'd gone past, you were all right.
Yes.
Yeah. I was at Seven Oaks School at the time, and used to go and buy sandwiches, and as a day boy, go and buy sandwiches and go and sit up a tree in the park or whatever. So I've got one or two particular memories.
Okay.
The specific one was that we'd bought our sandwiches in Seven Oaks and gone down Seal Hollow Road to go into the park in the gateway in the wall,
yes.
Which I don't know if it still is,
it was called
yes, and it's known as the Hole in the Wall.
Hole in the Wall, yes.
Right. Oh, that's good, that's still like that. And we went in there on this particular lunchtime and walked just straight on with the golf club up on the left,
yes.
Up the hill.
That's still there.
And to our surprise, in that valley, immediately below the golf club, was a complete doodle bug, just sitting there. And there was a skid mark, yards long, with the doodle bug sitting there at the end on the grass. And we strolled over to it and had a good look round. And suddenly, for both of us, it dawned on us that we were standing there beside a live bomb.
Yeah.
And so our reaction then was we tiptoed away, up away, and up away behind trees, and discussed what should we do. Because obviously nobody had been there to fence it off or put warnings on the gate or anything. And we thought perhaps we should go circle round and go up to the golf club and say, do you know that 50 yards down the hill there's a live doodle bug? Or shall we go back to school and tell them? We had a bit of a discussion and decided that whatever we did, we'd probably get into trouble. So we went back to school and we said nothing to anybody.